Hello, I'm Angela, and today is Monday, April 19th, 2021. Thank you for being here. This is a meditation to download a higher consciousness into Australia and New Zealand. And we are working with our good friend Giuliano. This meditation was channeled through David K. Miller on March the 31st, 2021. Before we begin, could we all make the following declaration? Mother Earth, I, say your name, Angela, am a planetary healer, and I am here to assist to bring you back into balance. We acknowledge the original caretakers of this land, the First Nations people, and we pay our respects to the elders, past, present and emerging. We will now chant the Kadosh Mantra three times to bring us into a more intense focus. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Adonai Zevayot. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Adonai Zevayot. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Adonai Zevayot. Let us recalibrate our aura into the shape of the cosmic egg. And we ask Giuliano to send quantum omega light to coat our cosmic egg with a new light. Omega light. Feel the quantum omega light reformulating your aura into the shape of the cosmic egg. As it comes into that shape, it will build a great energy boost into each of us. You feel a new vibratory thrust in your spirit and in your physical body as you connect with this fifth dimensional light. Let's go into silence as you work on receiving this light. Giuliano now sends down the violet Arcturian light and distributes it to each of us. This quantum light will enable us to accelerate this group's consciousness, energy, understanding and togetherness. This light will help us to utilize in a higher light all of the Arcturian spiritual planetary tools. This is an experience in time in Australia and New Zealand. There are crises on many levels. There is a planetary crisis that the Arcturians have called the sixth mass extinction. Perhaps you may think it does not affect Australia and New Zealand, but the mass extinction and the planetary crisis affects everyone in all countries, including Australia and New Zealand. The planetary crisis creates a vibrational energy that sensitive starseeds like yourselves can pick up, and you feel that energy. There is a crisis in the environment, and there is a great deal of unpredictability in weather patterns. Drought, heavy rain and flooding, cyclones. And there is a need to protect the sacred areas because it is through these sacred areas that the Arcturians are able to communicate more easily and more powerfully to Mother Earth. And there is the humanitarian crisis, the crisis of the people, the immigrants, the detainees, the refugees, and the challenges on how to humanely deal with human suffering. To begin our biorelativity, let us remember that the solution to this planetary crisis and the solution to the crises on all levels in Australia and New Zealand is focusing on higher consciousness, focusing on the evolution of Homo sapiens to Homo omega. Homo omega is the next subspecies of this Adam race. There have been other subspecies of the Adam race, like the Neanderthal, Cro-Magnon, Peking Man. So the Homo sapien is one in a long line of species. But there is the higher species, the higher evolution, which the Arcturians have named Homo omega. Homo omega represents the man-woman of higher consciousness. Higher spirituality and sensitivity. Higher psychic powers. Higher compassion and judgment, because there needs to be a correct judgment. Homo omega represents higher wisdom, higher understanding and higher connection to the fifth dimension. This next state of evolution is not going to be like the previous stages of evolution, where over a period of centuries or thousands of years, a new appendage develops or a new part of the brain develops. This will be more of a spontaneous occurrence, and the Arcturians want to accelerate this occurrence, to accelerate the evolution of Homo omega, especially when confronted with some problems that our countries are dealing with. The problems of violence, of drug trafficking, immigration, problems of dealing with the environment because of using up resources and abusing resources. The list is endless. And it is only with the evolution of a higher level that leaders will be able to grasp and deal with these problems. The image of Homo omega can be seen as a great Indian chief, like Chief White Eagle. It can be seen as Jesus Sananda, or as an ascended master. Homo omega could even be seen as the first Adam. For now, we are focusing on the acceleration. So this meditation is to lift consciousness, and by doing this, the problems of detainees, of immigration, of how to deal with human suffering, will be seen in the light of higher consciousness. And therefore, the right decisions will be made based on whether they need to be decisions of judgment or decisions of loving kindness. Because there must be a balance between these two, between judgment and loving kindness. So let's go to the Ring of Ascension to begin this meditation. Take three deep breaths. And as you take these deep breaths, feel yourself going into a deep state of relaxation and allow your spirit to astrally travel to the Ring of Ascension around the Earth. Come to the point in the Ring of Ascension where you can sit comfortably and observe Australia and New Zealand. And begin to feel the fifth dimensional powers of this Ring of Ascension. You are in a place where you can see the whole of Australia and New Zealand. All of these two countries with great clarity. And right in the center, perhaps on the same height as the Ring of Ascension, see the beautiful galactic image of Sananda Jesus radiating. See him as a galactic prophet, a galactic representation of the highest possibility of evolution for humanity. Holding the energy of the Omega man-woman, the highest evolutionary possibilities to lift Homo sapiens to this new level of Homo Omega. We want to download with the greatest arcane power this paradigm of Homo Omega into the consciousness of Australia and New Zealand, so that it becomes an activation for all beings, whether they be leaders, parents, prison guards, doctors, politicians, or any average person. We want the activation of Homo Omega to be awakened in everyone. So project this great shining image of the galactic Sananda Jesus over Australia and New Zealand now. And as you see that image, see the light being sent down through the two countries and to all people in Australia and New Zealand. Homo Omega Light. Homo Omega Light. The light of Homo Omega is being transferred into the new sphere of Australia and New Zealand now. Let us focus on this transfer of light and energy to all people in the countries of Australia and New Zealand. Let this light go into the new sphere and into the crown chakras of all people, for this will be representative of the true healing that must come about, the raising of consciousness. True healing that must come about, the raising of consciousness. Feel that light flowing through your crown chakra, through your body. stay in meditation. And you too, as a participant in this meditation, you feel the downloading of light of Homo Omega into your consciousness. For the more people who feel the light of Homo Omega, the quicker we go towards the activation into this higher consciousness in the DNA of humanity. The light of Sananda Jesus is being downloaded into the noosphere of Australia and New Zealand. The light of Homo Omega is flooding Australasia. Stay in meditation. Let the divine light of higher judgment from Homo Omega be downloaded into the consciousness of these two countries, so that correct judgments are being made. Let the light of Homo Omega and divine loving compassion and kindness be downloaded from the energy of Homo Omega to all beings in these two countries. Let all the decisions about immigrants and refugees be made with this balance, the balance of judgment versus loving kindness, whatever is for the highest good of humanity, the highest good of humanity. Omega light. Omega light. As this light is being downloaded into the noosphere, you as participants are receiving it and helping it to spread. Feel it. When you are ready, gently return to your physical body, leaving the ring of ascension, and see the Homo Omega man-woman energy still being downloaded over Australia and New Zealand. Know that as a participant in this meditation, it has been downloaded into your body through your crown chakra. And now enter your body in perfect alignment. Remember, let the higher light be used for the greatest judgment and the greatest loving kindness for the good of humanity. And so it shall be. I am Giuliano.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Mickey, and today is the 19th of April. Thank you so much for being here. This is a meditation to raise the spiritual light quotient of the planet. It was adapted from a meditation in August 2019. We want to focus on Earth to help spread the higher spiritual light quotient energy and also to raise the consciousness and the sacred consciousness for the air, earth, and water on the planet. Let us focus on the three ethery crystals that are in the Grose Valley in Australia, Lake Taupo in New Zealand, Mount Fuji in Japan. We call on these three crystals to be raised. Choose one of those three crystals that you feel close to and can relate to. First, the etheric crystal at Gross Valley. Let that beautiful valley allow the etheric crystal to rise. Now, in Lake Taupo, let the etheric crystal there rise. And finally, in Mount Fuji, let that etheric crystal rise. These three etheric crystals are in alignment with each other now. Please visualize a huge etheric screen, like a movie screen, that is starting from the Gross Valley and is spreading to Lake Taupo and spreading to Mount Fuji. These etheric crystals then are holding this huge screen. And on the screen, we will write in brilliant, fiery letters the following affirmations from Mother Earth. In the first one, let the spiritual light quotient energy field for planet Earth be raised now. Let the spiritual light quotient energy field for planet Earth be raised now. Use this time now to emblazon the words of this affirmation on the white screen. We will go into meditation as we work to emblazon these letters on the etheric white screen that is connected to all three of these etheric crystals. The second affirmation. Let all peoples living on the earth have the consciousness to honor and protect the biosphere. Let all peoples living on the earth have the consciousness to protect and honor the biosphere. Use this time now to emblazon the words of this affirmation on the white screen. So we go into our meditation as we work to emblazon these letters on the etheric white screen that is now connected to all three of these etheric crystals. We'll go into silence. Now, Giuliano brings the starship Athena in alignment with this beautiful etheric screen and is sending down beams of quantum light from that fifth-dimensional starship, emblazoning each letter of these affirmations on the etheric screen. Affirmation on this screen emblazoned in the quantum light from the starship Athena in the fifth dimension. Let the spiritual light quotient energy field for planet Earth be raised now. let all peoples living on the earth have the consciousness to honour and protect the biosphere. And now we are going to download and upload, because the new sphere is both in the inner earth and in the aura of the earth. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Now. The earth has received these two powerful affirmations. The newer sphere has received these affirmations, and the newer sphere is in alignment and is participating with the spirit of Gaia. They now receive these affirmations filled with the quantum healing light. So let us now go into meditation as we feel and experience this downloading as we go into silence. See the quantum healing light from these affirmations filling the aura of the earth now. Highly charged quantum energy field produced by these affirmations is now spreading across the planet. You have created a high arcane power of thought field by using all three of these crystals in this manner. And know that your energy and your thought powers are increasing the arcane energy of these powerful affirmations. The affirmations have been spread throughout the energy fields now of all countries, and we call on all three crystals, the crystals at Grace Valley, the crystal at Mount Fuji, and the crystal at Lake Taupo, to descend back into their respective areas. The activation energy created by these affirmations will continue to spread this new and powerful thought field throughout the planet. And so it shall be.